This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Mother Nature, take your meds, sister.
No kidding.
Wowzer, wowzer.
Yeah, she's not letting up either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's crazy. Let's just get into it. We got to have a flood watch that, of course, is in effect until midnight tonight. But we just got a second flood warning issued. The first one that has been issued goes till 12:30 p.m. today, and that's for southeastern Clinton County. And northern Hamilton County, Madison County, our friends in Tipton County, they're in that one until 12:30. And this newest one that just came out, in fact, I'll have to have Dason take a look at the email and make sure we may have more on my email. The newest one that just came out is for the whole county of Clinton County, which I'm surprised they didn't just do that in the first place.
I'm with you.
Howard County, Carroll County, Fountain County, Park County, Tippecanoe County, Vermilion, Warren. Yeah, it's everywhere. And that one runs until noon. I look for the times on these to change repeatedly throughout the day, because this rain's not going to let up.
No, it doesn't look like it. I mean, tomorrow, I mean, it might be better, but we'll see.
And for anybody that's traveling in the Tipton County area or the Howard County area, just be aware that the schools are on two-hour delays. Eastern Howard, Elwood, Northwestern, Sheridan, Taylor, Tipton, Tri-Central, Western, all of those schools are on a two-hour delay today because of the massive flooding. And I don't know, did you see the news where buses were literally pushing water bumper high or more in Muncie? Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends that we were texting this morning. I'll just go back to that text. And she told me that she said her side of town is not flooded. Unfortunately, the other sides are, because, of course, they have been evacuating some people in areas of Muncie and Anderson.
Yeah.
And so currently they're safe and everybody is, their home is okay.
It's really crazy.
But she said the other side of town is not.
Brandon Street in Mulberry is closed completely, so stay out of that area. And then also County Road 700 North is experiencing heavy flooding. From 850 west to the county line, I know it's experiencing flooding on the other side too, because I live out there, and 700 north is always underwater going towards Rushville. So I'm sure, just be careful out there, folks. Michigantown Blacktop, you and I hit it coming in. anywhere that there's a low spot, anywhere that you suspect there might be water,
there is.
There is. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. And this stuff's not going to let up. We're heavy thunderstorms and showers today for most of the day, off and on, with heavy rain expected. Same for overnight tonight. Chances of it tomorrow again. Might see some sunshine. Maybe. I'm not holding my breath on that. And into Saturday night and into all day Sunday, off and on, scattered isolated showers. So they're saying Monday it's going to be sunny and a high of 80. I'm not holding my breath. I'm going to wait and see if we see sunshine on Tuesday, maybe even as late as Wednesday.
Well, I literally have a stack of things happening here locally in my hand, so you're going to have to pick and choose. Of course, the Winding Creek Bluegrass Festival started yesterday, but you'll just have to check their website and make sure. I mean, there is high areas there, but there's low areas as well, so you'll just have to check. Also, pickleball tournament is scheduled for tomorrow at 9 o'clock. That's at the TPA pickleball courts. You can check on those as well. That was supposed to, again, start at 9 o'clock, so just check on them. That, by the way, was too. It was a firefighters sponsored event there, so you'll have to check that out as well. Do It in Delphi Market on Market tomorrow, right on the square in Delphi. Also, Clinton County Special Olympics is scheduled to have a car wash and bake sale fundraiser. You might roll in and they'll just add the soap to your car and then it'll still be raining.
Yeah, let the rain take care of it.
However, you could help them out with the bake sale fundraiser. It's 9 o'clock until 2 at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church. That is at 357 Alhambra Avenue. Free will donations benefit the athletes and the county program. So this is tomorrow, 9 o'clock until noon, again at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church, and this is for Clinton County Special Olympics. Also, Hoppy Appreciation Day Ice Cream Social with Hot Dogs is happening tomorrow at Camp Column. That's from 11 o'clock until 2. And again, all these things are still kind of officially on. We have not heard no yet. So we're just giving you the information.
Well, and that's in the lodge, so it is inside. But
yes,
there's going to be standing water getting there. So just drive carefully.
And this one will, again, let you know. I just talked to Hillary Guffey with the Clinton County Fair Council. Clinton County is supposed to have harness racing tomorrow at 11 a.m. They will try and keep us updated as well. We'll see how that goes. Wabash and Erie Canal was having a family day tomorrow. They still are, 1 o'clock until 4. That time, they may actually get that in. But they're having snacks, a scavenger hunt, boat rides, trail and play things, historic museum, all kinds of things tomorrow. And that is at Wabash and Erie Canal. Also, the powwow tomorrow is happening 15th and 16th. So it's actually Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and we're going to hear more about that here shortly.
Ready to say.
Kirsten had a chance to talk to her, and we actually recorded that conversation. We're going to play it here in just a little bit. So.
Also, Indiana Beach has something new. They're opening what just opened last night, Papa Gino's Sky Room. And that is an Italian restaurant there at Indiana Beach. Classic favorites and generous family-style portions with warm hospitality. And so if you are like that Italian food, there. So you can check that out if you want to go. We still have some time to enjoy Indiana Beach before the season is over. Park hours, by the way, today 11 o'clock in the morning until 10. Tomorrow 11 to 10. And Sunday 11 until 8. Also coming up, there's a concert scheduled for Prairie Creek Park tomorrow night. It's a good one. The Time Travelers and the Flying Toasters. I talked with Kimberly Black this morning. If something would change there, she's going to let us know so we can keep you updated as well. This is sponsored by Ruoff Mortgage in Frankfort. Again, tomorrow at Prairie Creek Park. Great show, The Time Travelers and the Flying Toasters.
And again, I have not heard anything different. There's a possibility of a special guest showing up for that concert as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds dun dun dun. Uh-huh. A little teaser there.
Yep.
Also, the Red Revolution, the ultimate Taylor Swift experience, is coming to Indiana Beach. Speaking of Indiana Beach, that is tomorrow. Then, coming up on Sunday, there's a fundraiser to help support Lennon and his family, the young man that was hurt in the golf cart accident in Colfax. That's from 11 o'clock until 1 at 400 South 3rd Street, which is Connecting Point Church. Again, this is coming up on Sunday. A meal is $12 for chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, corn or green beans, roll with butter. And this is to help the family, of course, with medical expenses. Also coming up on Sunday, the Wesley Manor Car Show, 1:30 until 5. It is a $20 registration fee. There's 50-50 and door prizes available. Top 20 trophies for cars, best of show, engine and paint, truck, unfinished, hot rod, my favorite category, most rusted, and rat rod. So that's Sunday at Wesley Manor, and they'll have music and food trucks, and it should be a fun day, and hopefully Sunday. Again, all these things, if Mother Nature will quit having a temper tantrum, might happen. So we're hoping that all of these things happen. Let's see, what is today? Today's the 14th. Okay, so those things are not today. That's not today. Okay, so there we go. Those are some of the things. And next week, a week from today, we start
football.
Sports. That's right, football. The first game is actually on the radio this year. We're going to try something a little different because we
Should be happy.
Carl should be happy. Yep, Carl, this one's going to be on the radio for you, buddy. So Clinton Central at Frankfort. That will be the first game, and so we will talk more about that next week as well, because I love football season, love fall, love all of that.
Yeah, and I love high school sports.
I do too.
I really do.
High school and college, depends on what it is, on professional stuff.
Okay, this is you. This is not me.
What?
Whatsoever.
I don't know.
I know
where
you
is.
Got it. What did you do with it?
Who knows?
Oh, okay.
It's a Friday. You know me. I don't know. WCWO Wrestling. If you are looking for some fun, not only do we have some tickets to give away at the end of the show today, but it's a new item you can find at welovebigdeals.com. And this is happening in Indianapolis. It's Friday night action every Friday night. WCWO is the longest running pro wrestling company in Indiana. The Outlaws recently exhibited their talents at the Hot Dog Festival. You can take your friends with you to see the competition, the rivalries, and the strength. Friday night general admission tickets valued at $10, just at $6 right now. Again, you can get those at welovebigdeals.com. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. And if it's going to rain, I mean, come on, that might be kind of a fun event.
Sit inside somewhere. Watch somebody else take out the aggression you'd like to on Mother Nature.
So. And we'll give away, or we'll try to give away, a pair of tickets here at the end of the show today as well. So that is something, a new item you can check out at welovebigdeals.com. Also, don't forget the Indiana Bacon Festival is happening in Delphi next weekend, and you can get your tickets there at the discounted price because they will be $20 at the gate. You can go to welovebigdeals.com and get your Bacon Festival tickets for just $10. So that is a huge savings, especially if you're taking a big group.
Well, and especially with the concerts that they got going on up there, which we can talk again about, and we will a lot next
week. Yes. Yeah. So those are some of the things that you can look forward to.
All right. We are going to flip it over to an interview with Kirsten Walmsley, who is with the powwow that's going to be happening in Lebanon. She is kind of like their press secretary. She's also Indiana Historical at the museum in Thorntown.
There you go.
She is also their librarian over there and in charge of all that, too.
And before, we just wanted to let you know, after that, we're going to come back live with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. So if you have questions or comments for the mayor, we will have her coming up at the top of the hour right here on WILO.
On the line with us right now is Kirsten Walmsley. She is the public relations chair for the American Indian Council. Are you just the chair for the Indiana branch or for the actual national American Indian Council?
So this is, our American Indian Council is specifically here in Indiana. We are not affiliated with the national chapters.
And let's talk a little bit. I mean, I know what's coming up this weekend at Lebanon, and we really want to get to that, but let's talk about the American Indian Council and basically where it's based out of and how all of this came about.
Yeah, so forgive me, I don't remember when we were founded. More than 44 years ago, I can tell you that much. But the American Indian Council, Inc., was founded in central Indiana in the Boone County area. It is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and honoring Native American heritage. So as we all know, Indiana is named for the number of Indian tribes that were in the territory prior to Indiana becoming a state and after we became a state in 1816. So the organization was founded to preserve that history, specifically in the Boone County area. For those of you who are like, wait a minute, I recognize that name. Yes, I'm also the same Kirsten Wamsley, who is the director and coordinator of Thorntown Heritage Museum. So that Boone County history is the Eel River Miami tribe of Thorntown. But we honor all indigenous history, not just, you know, the Indiana region, but all throughout the North America and even southern South America tribes. So everyone is honored, welcomed. In the council, you don't have to be a Native descendant or have any of that bloodline, although I'm sure most of us do and don't realize it. You just have to be respectful and have a passion for honoring and respecting and educating on the heritage and the history.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't realize that they probably do have it. I know in my family, I mean, I can trace mine. But by the time you get to my grandchildren, it's like a 1/64th left or, you know, what
absolutely.
In the bloodline. But how many tribes or how many, yeah, I guess that'd be the best way to put it. How many tribes of Indians, different cultures were in Indiana at one time?
Oh, so many. Miami, of course, being the biggest. The Wea, Pinkashaw, Delaware, Kickapoo, there were a number of different tribes, and we may not know the exact number, especially. The Eel River tribe, for example, was a part of the Miami overarching tribe in Indiana and then separated and then joined them again. So there's no telling how many different tribes did that as well. But saying Indiana is the land of the Indians is not an understatement.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, well, and with the migration, going back and forth to different areas, following not only game, but also, you know, depending on the weather and what was best for the heritage for them or for them to live and survive, mm-hmm. I'm sure that had a lot to do with it, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, around the times that the indigenous peoples were settling, Indiana was part of the Illinois, Michigan, Ohio territory as well. And so we have a portion of land in northern Indiana that belongs to a tribe of Indians in Michigan. But they have land in Indiana because of where the territorial line was drawn. So, yeah.
That's pretty wild. Well, let's talk about the big powwow that's coming up. It's now, this is an annual event, and
yes.
It's hard to believe that we're already to that time of year again, that the big powwow is going to be happening at Lebanon.
Yes. So we are hosting our 44th annual traditional powwow August 15th and 16th at the Boone County Fairgrounds. So that is this Saturday and Sunday at the fairgrounds. Typically, for those of you who may have attended in the past, we are usually outside after last year's severe weather and losing every single vendor almost on Saturday. We decided to give indoors a shot this year, especially with the weather we are having this week. I think we made a very good call on that.
Very much so.
But when I say a traditional powwow, this is not like the big ones that you might see on your social media pages or YouTube. Those are more of the competition powwows where they're competing. But our traditional powwow is, you know, really looking at and honoring our dances, our drum, our people. Our MCs will walk you through what we are doing, what our regalia represents, and that kind of thing. So it is the 44th powwow, annual powwow, in Boone County at the fairgrounds. We are inside Centennial Hall North. It is $5 a person or $15 a family. So, you know, we try to keep it reasonable because we know how costs are right now. But that entry fee does help us to put on our powwow. Believe it or not, is a very expensive event to host. Our gates open at 10 o'clock in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday, with our grand entry, which is our opening prayer ceremonies, at 1 p.m. on both days. And it's a great event full of, like I said, the drum, the singing, the dancing. We have vendors from all across the Midwest and beyond selling indigenous-made products. We have some native food styles. Of course, a little bit for everybody, but we'll have food, vendors, singing and dancing. Anyone and everyone is welcome, as long as you can be respectful in the space. We do encourage that you bring a chair, as seating can be kind of packed. If you see a blanket on a bench when you're sitting, that is reserved. That is how we tend to reserve seating, is just laying down a blanket. But 10 a.m. is when gates open. We ask that you bring a chair if you can. Our grand entry ceremonies are 1 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday.
I was reading through some of the material that you sent earlier, and one of the things that I found fascinating is, do not pick up like an eagle feather or any other fallen piece of regalia that might have come off of someone's dress.
Yes, that is a really big one, is picking up feathers and photography. Those are the two big things. You will notice in our regalia that many of us are wearing eagle feathers. Those are very, very sacred to the Native American people. And if an eagle feather falls, there's a big ceremony that is to be done when that happens. So if you are at a powwow or an event and you see an eagle feather has fallen off a regalia, you need to notify a member of powwow staff immediately. Do not pick it up. That is a big faux pas. But it's a good practice for any item of regalia, because you may not know if it's a hawk feather or eagle, or, you know, we use different kinds of feathers depending on what is we can get. You know, there are a lot of federal laws around these, and the ones that we have are picked up ethically or gotten because of our heritage and our history. And then photography is a big one. You don't take a photo of a person in their regalia without asking them first, just as you wouldn't touch them without asking first. We are not dressed in costumes for your enjoyment. These are religious outfits that we have put together and are carefully crafted with very important items. So you always want to make sure you ask first before touching or taking photos. If we are in the arena dancing, as long as the MC does not say no photos, you are welcome to take as many photos of you as you want. But those are the two big things to keep in mind before going to a powwow.
Well, that kind of puts into perspective, I mean, I know a lot of people listening have probably also been following the eagles at Big Bear out in California.
Oh, yeah.
and Jackie that just passed away. The thing that they mentioned in the press release that they put out was that her remains, following the autopsy, would be donated back to the native tribe of that area for that reason.
Yes. It's still, to this day, 2026, indigenous peoples will still use every possible item of these sacred creatures like the eagle in an honoring way in our regalia. So, every piece, not just their feathers, it becomes a part of something in our religious sacred practices.
That's pretty wild. You talked about you're going to have vendors there that are going to be selling. So give us an example of some of the things that the vendors will have.
Yeah, so a lot of the things that you'll see, jewelry is a really big one. The native beadwork differs between tribes, but is definitely one of the first identifying things that you will see when you go to a trader market. So jewelry, you might find pieces of regalia for the dancers, ribbon skirts, that kind of thing. You may also see dream catchers, of course. While those have definitely become beyond just our Indigenous identity. They're not just something to hang up, but we will have, you know, Indigenous-made dream catchers, better than the ones you're going to find at Amazon. Never buy them off of Amazon. Yeah, that kind of thing. We'll have Indigenous-style meals. Believe we will have fry bread, Indian tacos, that kind of thing. So just if it's an Indigenous made, it's likely you might find it.
Well, I know you're going to have the music, you're going to have the dancing, the drums, and I've been there. I encourage anybody to go to this event because you just can't, what you see on TV, what you see, you know, in pictures and stuff does not do it justice whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
Are there going to be any demonstrations? You talked about jewelry. Are any of the vendors, will they actually show people how they're making stuff?
Some of them do, yes. They can, especially if you ask questions. One of our vendors, one of my favorites, Sunrise Drum, he talks in detail about his coppersmith working that he does and his silver work. So, you know, if you have questions, those vendors are more than willing to walk you through their entire process. Some of them might be creating while they're there. I will be there actually with a booth for the Thorntown Heritage Museum. So I will be sitting there making dream catchers while I'm at my booth. And I would love to show anyone who stops by what I'm doing and talk about the true meaning of the dream catcher and what it takes to really put one together. It's not just stringing it with, you know, the design. It's beyond that.
Yeah, that is amazing. I know when I was a little kid, and I can still do it, and I still have my loom that my grandmother was Mexican Indian, and I learned how to make jewelry.
Yeah.
Make bracelets and stuff. So, yeah, I still have my homemade wood loom that we use to make that stuff. So
amazing. Lost arts, for sure.
You've got a ton going on, and I know we want to make sure everybody goes to the powwow this weekend, but you just got some exciting news that we definitely have to touch on.
Absolutely, yes. So I want to switch my hat. I'm no longer speaking for the American Indian Council at this moment. I now want to speak on behalf of Thorntown Heritage Museum and the Sugar Creek Historical Society. For your active listeners who have heard from me before, you've heard us talking about Thorntown's Colored Cemetery, that project that we're doing. We've been raising money to build a memorial out there that will list the names of those buried, their birth and death dates, honoring them since there are only a handful of stones that are upright and standing. None of them are legible. We have been working really hard to raise the money for this project, and I wanted to make sure I took a chance to update all of you who have been listening and interested in the project. We learned this week that the Indiana Landmarks Black Heritage Preservation Program has awarded us $6,000 towards this project, which is absolutely incredible. We're going to be able to get this memorial built, possibly even have a little bit of money left over to work on some preservation projects with the historical sign that's out there and just maintain the property. So to anyone listening who has donated to the project, I want to personally say thank you for leaving your mark on history. Everyone who was involved in sharing or donating, you helped make it possible. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for all your hard work, and fantastic news to be able to get that monument built and have it, you know, stand. It's a shame that so many of those graves out there, either the markers are gone or may not have been marked at all.
And absolutely.
And to not be able to, there's just no way to bring all of that back. So.
No, and up until around 2016, that cemetery was not fenced in or blocked off from the surrounding farmlands. And it is believed that farmers used that land. There was a hog farm potentially at that time. So there is an unknown number of damage that occurred to the cemetery over the years since its installation in 1860s. So, you know, this is just our next piece to preserve the cemetery on a project that started in 2016, thanks to Eagle Scout Reese Thompson. You know, if it wasn't for his beginning to the project, we would be in a whole different scenario with that cemetery right now. He actually unearthed a couple of those stones that I was speaking of, thanks to his work. And his ground-penetrating radar study with Ball State helped us to find even more. So we cannot talk about the project without first thanking him for paving our way to make this memorial happen.
Yeah, such an amazing young man to take that on at a young age. One more thing I wanted to ask you about before we let you go, because I know you're trying to get ready for this weekend. The library has put out a donation guide. You're accepting donations for your upcoming book sale. And
yes.
I wanted you to talk about that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people around here that would be more than glad to send some stuff your way.
Yeah, so we host a book sale twice a year, first in the spring, second during our Festival of the Turning Leaves, which is coming up very soon for those of you who love it. That is the last weekend of September. I believe that's the 26th and 27th this year. My dates could be a little off. But these book sales help our Friends of the Library organization to fund our summer reading programs, our youth and adult programs, help better the library for our community and bring more to our community. And most of it is done through donations from our community. We will take a few books off our shelves that aren't circulating anymore, but a lot of it is from community members. So we're looking for books that people have on their shelves that maybe they don't want to read anymore, or board games or DVDs that they just don't watch anymore. But basically, when you're donating, we don't want something that you would not buy. So if it is on your shelf and you went to buy it from a store today and you would say, no, I don't want that because of its condition, we also don't want you to donate that to us. So basically, anything that you would buy yourself, that's what we want you to donate. Not necessarily textbooks, because those can go out of date really quickly. And not VHS tapes, because those don't really sell anymore. But DVDs, board games, normal books. It doesn't even have to be, done in the 2000s. It could be older than that. And the book sale runs on strictly donations. So there is no price on our items. You donate what you feel you are capable to donate to the organization. And all goes back to our 501c3 through the library and helps us to, support our programs and our inside facilities.
Well, and the amazing programs that you put on. I mean, good grief. Your calendar is loaded for bear, literally.
Absolutely. We try to make sure that there's always something for everyone happening around here. I think this weekend is one of our puzzle showdowns. We try to do it a couple times a year. So, and that's always fun. Groups come and compete to be the first to finish a puzzle. I didn't realize that competitive puzzle thing was a thing until I started working here. And it's really popular, actually.
Yeah, I've heard that they can be pretty wicked.
I've competed in one myself, and it can get pretty intense towards those last few pieces.
Well, Kirsten, I'm so glad you had time to call Kirsten Walmsley, who is with the Indiana Native American Council, and then also she's with the, of course, the Thorntown Library and Heritage Museum. So many hats are worn by
all
this young lady. Yeah, I was going to say, are there any left over there for that fact?
But don't tempt me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have time to take anything else on. I'm sure you would, though.
I have turned a few things down in recent days.
Oh, you finally learned how to say no, huh?
I did learn how to say no.
Well, we want to remind everybody one more time, tell them what's happening this weekend in Lebanon.
Yes. The American Indian Council of Boone County is hosting the 44th annual powwow at the Boone County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 10 a.m. with our grand entry, so that's the singing and dancing ceremonies beginning at 1 p.m. It's $5 a person or $15 for your whole family. There are food and craft vendors, teepees, a beautiful chance to experience Native American culture in action, not from a history book.
Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for calling and giving us all the details, because I knew we talked about it here on Party Line, but we knew all the details would be best coming from you.
Absolutely. Glad to share. The more the merrier. Everyone is welcome. Do not be afraid to come in. We do have opportunities for the community to also join us in the arena and experience it. So if you can come on and get and try that opportunity, please do.
Yeah, you don't have to have dancing skills. They'll teach you.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thank you, Kirsten. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.